weiter in Shasra and Kedushin Daf Samach Tal, picking it up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Zog the Elegant Mishnah, let's say a guy goes in, he says, Kedash is BTI, I go and I married off my daughter when she was a Ketana. Kedash Tivagarishtia Kishikitana, or he says, I married her off and I accepted a divorce for her when she was a Ketana. Rashi says, Kibalti is Gita. Vihi Vari Ketana, she's still a Ketana. Rashi says, Achshav Kishamar Alakach. Neman, we believe the guy, Laposlam and Akuna, she's now possible to be married to a Kohen because she was divorced. Kedash, what happens if he says that Kidashtiya Vagarishti Kishikitana, I married off and divorced, she accepted a divorce and she was a Ketana. Very Gedola, now she is actually a Gedola, and on that one we don't believe him. Why? Rashi says, Mishigadla, Amar Kain, Ubekatnusa Lomer, Lomer, and on that one, Mutaris the Kohen. So, since he didn't say it when she was a Ketana, only when she was a Gedola, we don't believe her, and therefore don't believe him, and therefore she's mutter to a coin. Enu Neman. Nish Pesu Pati. So let's say he says, my daughter was kidnapped, and then I paid off the ransom for her, and therefore she should be Psula Kahuna because of suffix Nus. The Gemara is going to explain the reason. Bein she Ketana, bein she Gedola, whether she's Ketana or Gedola, Enu Neman, we don't believe him, even if she was a Ketana. In fact, the Gemara, my Shna Seifa. What's the Reisha and the Seifa? Why do we believe him by the Reisha and not by the Seifa? Reisha, the reason why the Reisha we believe him is Reisha Biyad, it's in his hands, meaning to say, while she's still a Ketana, he can marry her off and then to accept a get for her. Therefore, he's believed, because why would he lie if he wants to get impasse right now? And Seifa Labi, it's not in his hands, Rashi says, Lekotcha Mishigadla, or to give her off as a Biyadov Kuchavim, Lo Gedola of Lo Ketana, in other words, Gedola or a Ketana, to now say she's Pata for Kahuna. Says the Gemara, Velo, is that really true? He doesn't have the ability to go ahead and mess her over as a Ketana, like as if he would marry her off, as if she was kidnapped. What do you mean? But he does the ability of doing something right now, and therefore he should be believed even by the case of Nishbeis, says the Gemara. How so? Vaharei biyado lasio l'cholo. It's in his hands. He has the ability to marry off to a cholol. What's a cholol, you ask? I'm glad you asked. That is a Kohen who has a relationship with a woman who's usher to go and marry because he's a Kohen. For example, if she is a Grusha, a Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha, and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Omana, but let's say a Kohen does marry a Grusha, and then they have a child, the child is called a Chalal. Now, if he goes and marries her off to a Chalal, Rashi says, while she's still a Ketana, she is no longer able to marry a Kohen, the Kapasla Mikuna, now with Patsla from Kuna, and he has the ability of doing such a thing. So clearly, if he has the ability of messing her over that she can marry a Kohen right now when she's a Ketana, we should also believe that she's like she was Nishbeis also, and that he redeemed her, and that was to a Kohen. Says, nah, Holokasha, Krabi Dostoy Ben Yehuda, the Amar, because we could say that the Tana of her Mishnah goes to Krabi Dostoy Ben Yehuna, Ben Yehuda, who says the Amar, Benos Yisrael mikveh taharet lechalalin. The Benos Yisrael, the daughters of Israel, are a mikvah for those for a mikvah of purity for chalalim. Meaning, if they have a child, that child's not a chalal, and therefore she herself also is no longer going to become a chalal. And therefore, she's not going to be asked to marry Cohen. Says Rashi, Krev Dustai, Krev Dustai ben Yehuda, Sfir Leil Tana Didon, Darmel Kamonet of Ein Zain, Benos Yisrael Mikvah Tare Lechalolim, Debas Chalol Zachar Kshera. That is that if this woman who now married this Chalol, now they have a child, that boy is, if he's a boy, he is Kasher Lekahuna. Sheishto Tahara as Zaro, the woman, she's Matar the Zara, the Kevin the Bito Kshera, Al Menuso Kshera. Since the daughter is going to be Kasher, therefore the Almana also is Kasher. The Kolsha Ata Nose Bito Ata Nose Al Menuso. Anyone whose daughter you can have to come marry, you can also marry the Almana. Hilkach Ein Biyado Lifso Bito Ketana, therefore the father doesn't have to be able to impassel her, Minakuna. Vim tamar biyado lapasla bekedushin vegerishin hasam mikahuna pasila mitruma lo pasila imbas koin he aval nishbeis psula afmina truma. And if you want to know, well, why don't we just bring a case of where he marries off the woman and gets her divorced? Over there, from kahuna, he can pasil her, but mitruma wouldn't pasil her if she was a bas kohen. But by Nishbeis, it's possible even from Truma. Says the Gemara, but we do have another opportunity. Very Biyadul Asila Mamzer. He go marry off to a Mamzer. Says Rashi, the Kaimelon, Kiddushin Tovsim Mechavi Lavin. We have the opinion that Kiddushin does take hold by a case where you're going to be over a lav, because you're not allowed to marry a mamzer, but it does work. If it's going to be possum mitzuma, no, we're going in the world of Rabbi Akiva. Our Tana is going, and our Mishnah is working with Rabbi Akiva. The Ein Kiddushin B'tov B'chayve Lavin. This, my friends, is a throwback to Yevamos, Daf Yod, in a few places. Ein Kiddushin B'tov B'chayve Lavin, and therefore, the father doesn't have the ability of giving over to a mamzer because it wouldn't work. But we do know that even Rabbi Akiva would be maskim that he has the ability of marrying off an almana to a kohen gadol, and therefore now she's going to be also to marry a kohen in the future, and therefore we should believe in such a case also. Ukid Rav Simoi, this works in the world of Rav Simoi, the Tanu Simoi Omer, minakol oser Rabbi Akiva mamzer. A kid that's born from any usher type of relationship, Rabbi Akiva is going to say is a mamzer, because kiddushin isn't tosi b'chayvi lavin. Chutz me'almona l'koin gadol, except for that case, Shari Amr Torah, the Torah specifically says, lo yikach koin gadol, should not take an almona, a widow, ve'lo yichalel, and he shouldn't become make a chalel. Chilulano said that must teach you the fact that he put these things together, makes it into a chalel, ve'inos a mamzer, it doesn't make it into a mamzer. So he does have the ability to situation of a girl that was an amana marrying off to a kohen gadol, so is going to ask him to be to a kohen. So why can't we the same thing that we say we're going to believe that she was also kidnapped if he says such a thing? Says the Gemara, kid de Rav Yeshevav. Our Mishnah goes with the view of Rabbi Akiva the way that Rabbi Yeshevav explains. The Amar bol v'nitzvach al Akiva ben Yosef. Let's go yell against Akiva ben Yosef. Shaya Omer kol she'ein lo bia b'Yisrael. He goes and says that any yid who's not mutter to have a relationship with a particular woman, Havlad Mamzer, this Vlad, ends up being a Mamzer. According to him, Rabbi Akiva says that Kiddushin is not Tovsin with a Kohen Gadol and an Almana. So, therefore, according to that world, a father can never testify to say that his father was kidnapped. Says the Gemara, though, but honey, Rabbi Sheva v'latamidin afshi shapir. So that works well to say our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Sheva if he was trying to give his own pshat in Rabbi Akiva. So then it makes sense. Ela'ila fuke mitaimed Rav Simoi kasi. Rav Sheva was only coming to go ahead and exclude the way that Rav Simoi came and he explains it. Then we got ourselves a problem. Harei biyado la'asiyah l'chayve asay. Because then it would be in the koach of the father to take his ketana daughter and marry her to someone who's aser, aser via nasei. Only kiddushin, only chayvei lavin aren't, but chayvei asay, in other words, where there's an issa to marry someone because of an asay, then a taka would work, and therefore he does have the koach to go and ask her to marry a kohen while she's still a ketana, and therefore, why wouldn't it be that she can believe, we believe when he says she was kidnapped, that she's going to be also to be married to a kohen? Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, v'tizbe reishim mishum diyado, dibiyadohu. Really, the Mishnah doesn't make sense anyway, because Rashi says, does it make sense to say that the Reisha of the Mishnah also, that we believe the father, because it's in his koach to be able to carry out, that's what he says he's going to do, need to be yadu l'kadsha, be yadu l'garsha? It's in his hands to go and to marry her off, and it's in his hands to go and have her divorced. He can't do that. And therefore, why would we believe him there? Vod, and furthermore, ilu amar hai delo nicha begava, if this person, who the father comes, says that he doesn't find the girl, someone that he's not interested, he's not nichas, he doesn't find her pretty, he doesn't want to marry her. Can he even marry his daughter off against her will? He doesn't have the koch to do any of the things. So therefore, you can't say that it's coming from the fact that he has the ability of doing it. Really, we knock off the entirety of this. So he answers differently everything. Elam Ravashi, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Reisha Achmana Hemne, and the Reisha of the father gives him the ability, we believe, the Torah tells us that we believe in Ketorav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Marav, Minayin La'av, Sheneman, Lasser, Zbitu, Minatorah. How do we know the father has the ability to go ahead and ask her Minatorah, meaning that she's considered like married? Sheneman, Zbiti, Nesati, Lishazet, says straight up, La'ish, Asara, when the father says that he gave it to a man, now he asks her, she's considered like a married woman, and since we don't know who the guy is, she's not allowed to be with anyone else. Hazem, when he says this one, Hitira, he now matered her, and says this is the one, and she's allowed to be with this guy. Benisuin hemna rechman la'av, when it comes to marriage, we believe. Bishvua, when it comes to the idea of kidnapping, lo hemne, we didn't believe it, period. So the father's believing the first case is the Mishnah, but the last case is he's not believed. Zok the next high legamishta. Misha Rabbi Shas Misa. So a guy says, as he's dying, Yeshli Barim, I have kids. Neman, we believe him. And now his wife doesn't have to go do Yibam. So we believe him in as much that it's getting her out of having to do something. Says Rashi, Ve'enish Tozukuka Liyavam. Yeshli Achim, if he says, by the way, I have brothers. That Eno Naman, we do not believe him. Meaning to say, now he's going to be saying that. So it's going to be what? Yeshli Achim, Zukuka Liyavam, you have to do Yibam. She was a chazaka until then. She wasn't zakuk liyavim. She wasn't tied and bound to this idea. So nice try. We don't believe the guy. Alma neman lahatir. We see that from this. We he's believed not much to matter his wife. Eino neman leaser, but he's not believed to aser his wife. Name of assistant delok Rav Nassan. Let's hear Mishnah. Not like Rav Nassan. The tawa wa we learned in a brisa. The brisa says b'shas kiddushin amar yishlo banim. If at the time that they're getting married, the guy says I have sons. Rashi says kedei shelo tidag ben yibum. So she's not worried about having to do yibum. V'sisrat said lo umiu, and she'll be wanting to be married to him. She'll be, you know, she'll be like, all right, maybe it's a good idea. Umiu kishakidsho, when he marries her, lo amar almanas, he doesn't say on condition. Bishas misa amar in lo banim, at the time of death, he says, I don't have any children. Bishas kidushin, or at the time of marriage, amar in lo achim, at the time of, he's getting married, he says that he has no brothers. Bishas misa, but then afterwards, when the guy is dying, Amar Yesh Lachem, he says that he has brothers, Neman Lahatir, and in both these cases, he's believed to matter her. Ve'ein Neman Lesser, but he's not believed in order to ask her. Divrei Rebbe, also exactly the words of Rebbe, Rebbe Nosan Omer Af Neman Lesser, he's even believed to ask her. So it must be that it's not in the world of Rav Nosan or Mishnah. Amarava Shiny Hasa. Nope, maybe it could even work in the world of Rav Nosan. In that case, the price is different. Kevin the Bishas Misa Kahodabe, because at the time of death, he's retracting on the statement that he had said originally, Ema Kushtakamar. We could say that when he's doing this, he's telling the truth. But when it comes to our Mishnah, the husband's only making one statement, and we don't know that it's true. And therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, Rav Nosson, we mask him that the man is not believed to answer her. So Abai comes and says, hold it down. I'm going to lay Abai. Velav Koldechenu? Doesn't it make even more sense to say, like in the Mishnah, that he's telling the truth? Hashta umahasa, because in the case of the Braisa, the Kamerele Lidibure, where he's contradicting his own words, says Rashi that Besas Kedushin, Amart Kushtakamar, he says he's telling the truth. And Masnisan, the Lokamare Lidibure, he's not going and contradicting his own words. The Lokolshagin is that certainly he's telling the truth. And therefore, it doesn't really make any sense right now. We say that the Mishnah is not going like Rav Nosson. Ella, Ella, Marabaye. Really, they're talking about two different cases in Gansen. Masnisan, de lo muchsak lon ba'ache. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband, we don't have a chazaka that the guy has any brothers. V'lo muchsak lon b'bnei, we don't have any chazaka that there's any kids. The Armenian, so we say, kam de lo muchsak lon b'bnei v'lo ba'ache. Since the time he's dying, he didn't have a chazaka of either kids or brothers. Amar yesh li banim neman. If he goes and he says, I have kids, he's believed because he's just backing up and strengthening the fact that she doesn't have to do yibum because we're saying there's no brothers over there. Yesh li achim, we'd assume they didn't have brothers anyway. Yesh li achim, in and of he's saying, I have brothers, he's not believed. Why? Because lav kol kamine da'asa la kuliyama. The chazaka was he didn't have. So therefore, he didn't have the power to know asa in the whole world because of the fact that he said this statement all of a sudden. Braisa, and what about the fact that when we brought the Braisa, though, the Braisa, beep, turn the page. Samatama base. The Muchsaklon Ba'ache. We're dealing with the case where the Chazaka, the guy does have brothers, because he's saying that. V'lo Muchsaklon Bibnei, and we don't have a Chazaka that he has kids. Darminan Mali Lashaker. So the time of Kiddushin, the man says that there's going to be. Rashi explains, what are we talking about there? We say the muchsak lon ba'ache, that we're assuming his brothers, v'lo muchsak lon b'nei, but we don't assume he has kids. Means before he got married, there was a rumor that he had brothers and didn't have kids. So at the time of Kiddushin, then we were saying that she's going to stand to do Yibam when he dies. Da'amrinan mal d'shaker. So at the time of Kiddushin, we say Why, hold on. Oh, the Gemara explains this. Darmina mali l'shakar, Maika Amar. What is a man, what is he saying over here? When he says that he has kids or doesn't have brothers. L'miftara miyavam. Saying he has kids, doesn't have brothers, he's freeing her up from Yibam. Matzi Amar paternalach begita. He could have done it without saying it altogether. He could have just said, I'll get you out of the whole thing by giving you a get right before I die. Therefore, we accept his first claim that he has kids or he doesn't have brothers because there's no reason for him having to have to lie. Rebbe Savar Mali Lashaker Ki Edim Dami. Rebbe's of the opinion that the claim of why should I lie, which supports his original claim, is just like there's Edim there. V'asa Edim Akri Chazaka. And Edim can uproot the Chazaka. I mean to say, Rebbe says that his original claim is totally getting rid of what we assumed, that the woman was going to do Yibam. And we're going to say now that she's not going to do Yibam. So when he dies, the man tries to go against that, this new statement, we don't believe him. For Binasan, Savarmali the Shaka, Chazaka Dami, it's considered like Chazaka. And lo is he chazaka v'akha chazaka legami. One chazaka is not going to uproot another one. So Rav Nosson's saying that it's not so strong, the original things he's saying. It's just a chazaka. And he's saying that it just gets a little weakened by the fact that it's a duyibam. So when the guy's going to die and the husband says that, oh, by the way, she'd have to do yibam, then it's confirming the original chazaka we had, and it's going to be believed.
Chazak nehilga mishnah. Hamakana shibito stam. A guy marries his daughter off stam. Rashi has beaten with us his lachav lo pirish ezamam. It doesn't mention who exactly he's talking about over here. He has more than one daughter, and he accepts kiddushin from a guy, but he they don't, neither him or the guy actually say which one it is. This is one of your daughters to be married to me. And the father says, okay, no problem. Now we have a problem. Except for his older daughters. Ena bogros bechlal, they're not included. Rashi says, matos lechol adam, vein tzuch get mizeh, they don't need to get from this guy. Fishin b'shus av lekotch, it's not a b'shus av to do it anyway. Misha ishul shtei kitei banosh v'shtei nashim. Ooh, we saw this in a few places. We saw this in the Durim. We saw this early in the Masechta. That is, so a guy who has two groups of daughters from two different women, right? So he married a woman, and then he married a second woman after his first wife died. And so now he has, let's say, four daughters, let's say ages 5, 6, 7, 8. And the older daughters are from the first marriage and the second from the second marriage. V'amrin, he says, Kidashti is biti ha-gedola. I married off my oldest daughter. V'ini yodea im gedola shebegedola. So we don't know if he means the oldest of the oldest, in other words, 8-year-old. Oh, gedol shebekatana, so it means the 6-year-old who is the oldest of the second one. Oh, ketana shebegedolos, or the 7-year-old who's the younger of the older kids. But shehi gedola min gedol shebekatana, but she's still bigger than the smaller one, than the biggest of the smaller ones. Kula nesiros also going to marry someone else. Chutz min ketana shebekatana, it's the youngest of the young. Different marriage, I guess, could marry. Yossi Omer, kula mataros, all of them are mutter. Chutz min gedola shebekatana, except for the oldest one, because this guy wouldn't want to do such a thing. He puts things into Suffolk. I believe we spoke about that. Okay, now, again, you have a case of a man, and he has two groups of daughters, and a guy says, Kidashi is Biti Akitana. I married off my youngest, my Biti Akitana to a guy. Vini Odem, Kitana Shabitanos, the youngest of all of them, O Kitana Shabitanos, or the youngest of the older ones, O Gedola Shabitanos, or the oldest of the younger ones, she Kitana Mini Kitana Shabitanos, which is younger than the youngest of the oldest. In such a crazy case, Kulan Asus, all of them are also Chutzmen and Gedolos. Gedolos, except the oldest of the oldest ones, that clearly is not who we're talking about here. Tivir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Kulan Mutar, all of them are Mutar Chutzmen and Gedolos, except for the youngest of them all. Neo, the first case of the Mishnah that we brought over here, we said if a person marries off his daughters, but he didn't say which one, then the Bogros, the adult one, are not included over here at all. Ha Ketanos Bechlau, that means to say that the ones that are Ketanos are included. They all got to get a get now. Shamas Mina, we learn from here. Kedushin Shemus and Labia have a Kedushin. We learn from here that Kedushin is not given over to Bia. It's considered Kedushin. We saw this back on Nun Aleph. As a Machlokas. Says Gemara, Hacha my skin and love Dafka. That's true. Because maybe we're dealing Kishain Sham Ella Gedola Ukatana. We're only dealing with the case where there's a Gedola and a Katana. So therefore, it could only be talking about only one person over here. And therefore, it works for her. and therefore it can be given over to me. It is Kedushin's Mesir and Labia. I have Habagros Ketani. It says Bogros, which just says that the father had adult daughters, which implies that there are also, there was more than one Ketana as well. No, my Bogros, what does it mean? Bogros de Alma means the girls that are, you know, generally speaking, those who are above age are included. Pshita says, obviously, Bogros, my Vidatayo. The father's not able to go and do it in the first place. Now, Hakamaya Skinan to Shavisa Shliach, where the father set her up as a, the girl set her up as a Shliach. Malatim, we would have thought, Ki Mekabal Kedushia, Daita Didaka Mekabal, and he could accept Kedushia, he did it for her, he had in mind. Kamashwal, it's coming to say, no, Lo Shavakin, Shemidi de Isla, nominee. A person wouldn't leave over something he's going to get an offer, meaning when he marries off his older daughter, he doesn't get the money, but the older daughter gets it. But Rashi says, "Shekes of kedusha shalo." But if it's for the young one, it's for his. Ve'ofed offered me the less lehana mine. So a person is not going to go ahead and give up something he's going to get some, meaning his younger daughter, in order to give it to and do something which he's not going to get now. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Milo skin and damar leh. We're talking about the kedusha lechawi. She says the kedushin will belong to you, and therefore he's going to get both of them. Afilo hachi lo shav again a shmitzah derami aleh. Person not going to leave for a mitzah that applies to him. That's marrying off his own daughter. Vavid mitzah dolami aleh, which it doesn't apply to him. That would be marrying off his older daughter. Now, so we said mishi shlosh dekiti bonus of two sets of daughters, 8, 7, 6, and 5. So 8 and 7 is one, and 6 and 5 is the other one. Says Gemara, Utsricha. We brought up the cases over here about when a daughter, Machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yossi, of a father, he did the oldest daughter or the youngest daughter, and it seems to be the same principle, just flipped. So why have to bring both cases? Utsricha, we need both. Yesh Ben Kamais, we just saw the first one, where it matters the oldest, Bahach Kamar Rabbi Meir. That's where Meir is going to say, the cave in the Ika Zutramine, because, since it's a sister that's younger than her, lahach gadola karila, the father is calling the girl the older one of a baha. But in the second case, where the father says that he gave his younger daughter in marriage, ema modi li Rabbi Yossi, he'll be masculine to Rabbi Yossi, the ketana, lahach ketana dukule karila, that it's the ketana who's the youngest of all that he calls ketana. But gadola, maybe he means the other way. V'yit mar baha, and the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi was said only reference to the second case. Baha kar Yossi, that's what Rabbi Yossi would say. His din, aval, bahach, but the other case with the older one, ema modi le Rabbi Meir, he'd be modi to Rabbi Meir, v'tzricha, therefore you have to bring out both cases. Lememra, the Rabbi Meir, savar, machas inish nafsi l'sfeke, do you mean to say that Rabbi Meir says that a person would go ahead and put himself into a case of safek? Right, and that's why he holds what he holds. Verbiosi, sorry, he holds lo machis inish l'sveika. The person wouldn't put himself into a suffix, therefore he means only the youngest or only the oldest. We learned just the opposite. Remeir won't put him in suffix, Verbiosi will. Says the Gemara, where do we see that? It's not because we learned in the Mishnah in Nedarim. Hanoder ada Pesach, if one makes a neder that he's not going to get enough from a particular person until Pesach. Aser atchiyagei, he's aser to get enough until Pesach comes. Atchiyahei Pesach is until it is Pesach. Aser atchiyetsi, then it's aser until Pesach will end. Ad pinei Pesach, if he says until the beginning of Pesach, Remeir omer aser atchiyagei. It's also until Pesach gets there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Atchiyetz, until Pesach goes out. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that Rabbi Meir is going to learn out the man, his words, according to the most clear way of understanding. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, there could be many different things that are going on over there. But in our Mishnah, it seems to be that they take the flip. Amar Avchinin Abar Avdini, Amar Rav, Mukhlef Hashita. Okay, so that Mishnah in Nidarim must have been, you know, it's got to be flipped. Just flip it the other way. Vatanya. And not only that, Rashi says Benichus of your Bryce, which supports that, Zakla, this is the rule. Kol shez mano kavua, anything which is a set particular time. Wow, this is mamash a throwback. We did all this in Nedarim. Zakla, kol shez mano kavua, anything has a set particular time. Then Rashi says, "Mispar yeme meshach zmano kavuim can go Pesach v'yom tov l'maute kayetz v'katzir u'batzir dim amar ad pnei or afilu ad shehei ino aser ela ad shiagia." So anything that has a set time, v'amar ad pnei, and the person says until the beginning of something, Remeir Omer ad shiyetze. And the neder is until the very end. Rabbi Yossi Omer ad shiagia, it's until it actually arrives. So this bryce says Rabbi Meir is the one in the Darim the view of the Mishnah and the Dharm that's like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi is the one holding like Rabbi Meir, so it must be that it was a mistake over there, and you talk a god and you flip it.
Amar Abaye, and he says, Machlukas Pishtiki Tebanos. This whole Machlukas of Miriam Yossi is only if you have two different groups of daughters. So, Bakas Achas, if it's all four daughters from the same father and the same mother, Divrei Kol Gadol Mamish, the oldest means oldest Mamish, Katana means Katana Mamish. And Sa'is Bishma Karila, and the middle daughter that would be called by the name and wouldn't be called older or yeah, oldest or youngest. Amar Le of Ada Barmas Nalabaye, Elameyat, if that's really true. Then the first case of the Mishnah where the father says the Lashon of older, beep, turn the page, Chav Samach Hey, and Tzoyus Shebekashnia Tishteri.
It should be then the middle daughter in the second group should be mutter to marry another person. She shouldn't be included in the suffix about who got married, but the Mishnah says where Mayor is only let the youngest one get married. What's going on? Answer the Gemara, Hacha B'maya Skinan, what are we dealing with? Kishe Ein Sham Ela Gedola Katana, we're dealing with a case where there's only an older daughter and a younger daughter. There's no like three girls that are going on, there's only two. But if there would be a middle one over there, then we'd say the Taka, she and the younger one would be Mutter. V'chanemistah makes sense. Demi Sedeika, because if it was really there's a middle daughter in that group over there, then Listaya, the Mishnah, should have actually said it. So the fact must be that there is no middle one over there in the Mishnah's case, but if there would be, then Shitaka would be Mutter. Ulitamei, frankly, according to what you just said, and Tsoyus Shebekas Vishona, the middle one of the older group, the Vade Sveika, who certainly would be a Suffolk, Vasirle, and therefore should be Aser to marry anyone else. Mikatani La, does the Mishnah mention her? It doesn't mention her. So then maybe the same thing as the middle daughter of the second group. The Tana would say that this daughter, that if she existed, she would be Aser. But we're dealing with, nonetheless, he's dealing with a case that doesn't have such a daughter. Says, how could you compare? Hasim over there in the first group of the daughters, Tana Katana Dida Ali Surah. The Tana mentions the youngest daughter of them, saying that she's Aser, for who Adin Hachta Kashishamina, and also anyone that's going to be older than her. So you don't have to mention that there's another daughter over there, because anyone who would understand this Mishnah would understand that whenever you have this girl, that if she existed over the middle one, she's going to be Aser. But Hacha, when you're dealing with the second group, then that's not so Pasha that should be Aser. Im Isa De Ika. So if it wasn't really, there was this middle girl over there, and you want to say that it should be Aser, and this day let it say it, and the fact that it doesn't say it means that she must be, that she would be Mutter. Now, the Gemara says, hold on, but Amar Lei Rav Huna Barid Rav Yeshua L'Rava, HaPesach, the Kikas Achas Dami. What about the case of a person by the neder made by Pesach? It says, until the beginning of Pesach, that's similar to one group of daughters, when you only have one group. And Upligin, they argue, which seems to go against Rabbi Yossi, right? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi, they argue about that machlokas also. That goes against Abaye. He says, Amar Lei, Hasam Belishna da Alma Kemifri. Over there, they're arguing over what does it mean until Pnei Pesach? Marasavar ad Pnei Pesach ad Kame Pescha. What it means is until before Pesach. Hamasavar ad Demifnei Pescha. It means until Pesach has already passed. Okay, my friends. We are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.